welcome to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners. However you've decided to spend the hour with us, we are very, very glad to have you. Vancouver is a busy, 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 busy time. It's busy because we've got an election coming up on November 15th. Perhaps you're like Val, my lovely cohort, who just finished wrapping up Folk Oasis, who voted this afternoon. Or perhaps you're like me, who's waiting till Saturday to vote. But it's important to vote for a civic election. There's been a lot of buzz about all the different parties, a lot of things about things like the pipeline, lines, etc. And I was excited to find out that one of our friends, who has also been on the show several times before, is actually running, and not only just running for the election, she's running for the mayor, which is pretty cool, of Vancouver. So I was excited and surprised, because I've never actually met anybody who was running for mayor before that I didn't know before they were already running, so, or that they were already in existence of a mayor. So it's kind of cool, where I've known her for a long time. You may have heard her on the show before. She is an incredible, lovely lady. Her name is Charisse Carr Kaiser, and the lovely Charisse Carr Kaiser has... She's quite lovely. She has so many different things to say. She's got so many different degrees and so many different things. And I am going to read a little bit of her bio, and then I'm going to let her just her speak and her words as well. So in terms of her bio, it's holy shish kebab. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. I've discovered how to live my raw, primal truth, and everyone's wild child lives in that place in my heart. A woman gets heard to her existence. I wake up at 2:30 in the morning, and everyone's...
Her very essence. A woman gets heard to her very essence.
To her very essence, okay. To her very essence. Okay. I wake up at 2:30 in the morning, and everyone's wild is electrocuting me with a gazillion jolts. Charisse, I'm going to let you take this one, because I know you know this.
I am the luckiest girl in the world, and I have discovered that place in my heart. A woman gets heard to her very essence, and I live in the utter, utter bliss. I love that. Utter bliss of my Milky Way universal breast vortex. Pure bliss in the 13th vibration, vibrating my quantum signature ohm, which is the 11th vibration. The bliss is the 13th. Your universal breast vortex is the 12th. And it vibrates your ohm, your quantum signature ohm, in the 11th. And when all of our ohms are vibrating, that's the music of the spheres in the 11th, which vibrates in the 10th vibration, our genetics, our DNA logos word, which becomes, in the 9th vibration, our consciousness, universal Milky Way galactic and angelic consciousness of every breath I've ever breathed.
Wow.
And we're having an absolute blast. And in the quiet of your heart, you'll feel your wild in you waking you up into your living, loving, liberating, L, organic orgone oneness, O, vortex to vortex to vortex, V, enjoying, endearing, embodying, empowering, enlightening, E, L-O-V. It's the organic definition of your squat reflex, which opens up as many brain cells in the intestines when you squat your wild squat, and you shit with intelligence of all your visceral brain, and that is your sacred ground, and your sacred earth. We're four elements: sacred earth, sacred water is your what you swam in for 9 months in your mummy's tummy. And it's your sacred waters of life, and I learned to drink it from Gandhi. It's the most powerful liquid. If you plan on dying, don't drink your sacred water. And if you believe urine is a waste, then you age every liquid in your body, your blood, your brains, your tissues, you contaminate holographically the liquids in your body. If you believe there's anything foul about urine, it is the most exquisitely delicious drink, and that's your sacred water, and then there's your sacred fire. That's the heartbeat. And when your raw, wild heartbeat gets squeezed by all your raw, wild breaths and come alive by your raw, wild liquid, your water, which wakes up all your breath with the breath of the life force of the blood in the liquid urine, and then that fires up the universal breast vortex, which is 13 vibrations. And I'm now pretty well, it's gone way beyond bliss. Last week, I entered my full body orgone, and I'm on the SkyTrain, and this full body orgone orgasm just totally envelops my body. This is way beyond consciousness, and I don't want any attention on the SkyTrain. I mean, I'm in my own sacred space. Thankfully, I was in the corner and not around people much, and my whole body is just convulsing in wave after wave, and I'm trying to keep it down, like I'm in utter bliss. And Caroline, in the last 2 weeks, I've gone from pretty well perpetual orgone bliss all the time, and this is what my election promise is: to give everyone an orgone. And in the other segment, I'll tell you how we did it. it's an absolute certainty. It's only a matter of time. And so in the thing, my job on earth is to invite you into your bliss. I'm a concert pianist with a master's of theology, well-versed in our shared pain. We're in it together, girls.
So in terms of the election, what made you decide to run? Had you thought of running before?
Well, I grew up in a very active family. My dad represented the farmers in Ottawa when Trudeau was actively butchering the family farm. The poor farmer made as much growing the grain all year as the mill in Sudbury, Ontario, just grinding it. And the farmer was forced to pay, this is Trudeau's doing, forced to pay the freightage of their grain to the mill, and then the customer had to pay the freightage from the mill to Alberta, BC. And now Trudeau's son Justin is just as corrupt in dismantling the family pot farm, leaving all those in jail with criminal records and selling out the family, the sacred medicine, to the corporation. You know, just relax and legalize it, but not realizing it's an utter betrayal of the sacred medicine and of sacred politics and of the little guy in politics. So that was my dad.
Okay.
And he was founding chairman of Calgary Christian School in 67.
Okay.
And finance chairman, or he gathered together, what is it, 100 million or whatever, to start King's University in Edmonton. So our families had, and my mom, the most ultra-strict conservative group, Real Women of Canada, and I helped write her letters. I grew up in a very ultra-conservative family, and let's just say I have come a long way, baby. let me just say, my dad's dad was one of Stalin's top generals, one of the highest generals in Russia.
Wow.
And his wife and him, before they were married, they fled the night before. They had a sick feeling. It was about 10:30 at night, and they had a sick feeling, and they just booted it out. Stalin's gulags would have murdered them in the morning. Wow. And so I come from, on my daddy's side, blue blood, European royalty, Illuminati genetics. And it gets really interesting on my mummy's side. She's Dutch royalty, proposed to by the guy that becomes prime minister in Holland. And she said, oh, she could wrap him around her finger, but your dad was the only man I couldn't. And my mom was a drop-dead gorgeous bombshell like a Marilyn Monroe, but ultra-Dutch Calvinist strict. And my poor dad, tortured. They were going to get married in the spring, and it was November 52. And my dad said to my mom, and I think my dad must have had the worst case of blue balls. He said, look, you're the only woman I would ever want as my wife. Mm-hmm. And there's no one else for me but you. And I don't think I can last it for spring. And so will you marry me? And if you can't marry me, I'm going to take the train and just for my sanity, get as far away just to... Like, they had a magic of their love together that would shake the earth.
Wow.
I grew up in the most magical, blessed, and I no handouts. I had to earn everything. When I wanted a watch, my mom said, here's a card company, and take your bike and go to all the farmers, and you'll earn your first watch, which I did. And I learned to cold call and... And I, at Calgary Christian School, after my dad started that, I won second prize with the first prize, a guy that was had a motorcycle and a year older than me, and I made it second prize selling chocolate bars, world's finest chocolates kind of thing. So I grew up in a magical family, but on my mom's side, we're talking female Illuminati. The Spanish royal court, the Inquisition, the ultra strict utter desecration of the sacred feminine, all the way down to the cult of Aton, the cult of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as pharaohs in Egypt, that utterly desiccated Egypt with the Illuminati agenda of the born again Christian Church of that time. But they were as Jews, but then the Ashkenazi Jews did a six-day coup, and these were not genetic Jews. They're Ashkenazi Jews. They converted for political expediency when they were told to become Christians or die, and they says, no, we convert to Jews. And that way they had the favor of the Christians and the edge of the Jewish homeland, which they orchestrated. And so that's getting to the dirty, dirty politics that my family, both my mom and dad's side, were the good blue blood Illuminati that had learned absolute power corrupts absolutely, and they learned to temper that, and they were amazing human beings, amazing.
Wow.
And they passed the legacy on to me to finish the work. Of John F. Kennedy and Gandhi, and that is to bring an end to the blue blood Illuminati and the female Illuminati and the corporation, and the very demeaning, greed-based, parasite virus way of selling out your whole lives to corporations dictating everything. That's my job, to dismantle the corporation around the world and invite my psychopathically insane blue blood Illuminati and female Illuminati corporate controllers to fess up. Admit that you're psychopathically insane, and I will help you get the help that you need from, because we're talking a psychopathy that's way beyond anything, and that's my niche. I have to deal with 153 hive mind parasite virus of Illuminati indoctrination. And so what we call the human problem and the political corruptness has nothing to do with being human. It's humans that lost their humanity being assimilated into a parasite virus hive mind. It's a one-size-fits-all that dehumanizes you and renders you a hive mind like automaton, like a reptile brain fight flight.
So in terms of for the election, Charisse, what made you decide to run locally on a local level?
Because
you've mentioned Gandhi's work.
It's been a passion in my heart. What would the finished work of the Christ look like in everything? And when you met me, that's the question I asked myself every day. And when I asked that question about what would the breasts, what would the finished work of the Christ look like when it comes to the breast, and instantly I am being pulverized by gazillions of empowered breasts that are learning to shoot their breast vortex for the first time, and my role on earth is to give everyone an orgone in your universal breast vortex. And when your orgone hits you, be sure to take at least 3 days off and allow the energy to work through and through and through you. It's already in your genetics.
So what's the difference between an orgone and an orgasm?
Okay. And I learned this from my lovers. Harold Richard Kaiser, and baby, I have a very white voice, two-spirited, and you would have never caught me talking like this 45 years ago when you met me, but now Harold is at peace in his body, and there's a beautiful synchronicity between Harold and Charisse, and when it comes to pleasures, Harold not once ever had bad sex with a woman. I was shy as ever, and there were so many women that wanted me, but I needed them to spell it out. And I was too shy, and there's one time at the bar, the bartender said, "Why didn't you take her home? She was drooling all over you." "Well, she didn't ask me." "Well, she said..." In the best in this realm that we're used to is 0 to 100, with 100 arching your back in orgasm. In the angelic realm with my lovers, Dee Dee, Mimi, Michaela, Elita, Jewel, Eagle Flower, and Michelle, Eileen, and Jewel, it's 100 to 1,000. And just to let you know what the pleasure of 1,000 feels like. I called my advocate, Alka, at Pace, and I says, "Alka, I don't think calling 911 will help me, no paramedic or hospital, but I promise you, I'm going to explode." I called her when I was about 750, and the pleasure and the nuclear generator just growing in my pussy was just like, it was about 750 when I called. And then when I says, "Look, I want you to know I'm happy, or I'm at peace. And if I end up in a coma, I'm at peace. And if it totally frazzles my whole system, I'm at peace. I'll have a smile on my face." Well, when it exploded, it went into my bones. And for 20 minutes, I had a bone marrow orgasm, wave after wave. We're talking the most mega orgasm you could ever imagine for 20 minutes. It rewrote my genetics, and now what people normally associate as a pussy clitoris pleasure sensation goes all the way to my toes. My clitoris pleasure, when I'm aroused, goes all the way. It rewrote the genetics of my whole body. My whole body is becoming an orgone generator. Now, the tsunami orgasm that I talked about was 100 to 1,000. Three times I've had 1,000. Then there is the galactic orgasm, the Milky Way galactic, and that's 1,000 to 10,000. And I now that was a different kind of vaporizing. Then a few weeks ago, when everyone's mitochondrial DNA said hi to me, it went to 1,000,000. Like, I totally vaporized into ether. And we're talking pleasure of pleasure like you can't even imagine. Like it would take millions of years in these earth for me to unpack the utter bliss. So I'm pretty well in a perpetual state. It's beyond bliss. Bliss is just having an orgasm all the time, an orgone orgasm is a tsunami. It includes the whole body, like it just takes over. Your has a mind of its own. And all my lovers and all my inner children, they can all travel interdimensionally, and we're having an utter blast. Like everyone in my life, in my inner heart, is experiencing the orgone.
Wow.
And my promise to everyone is to give everyone an orgone, and in the next segment or whatever, I'll tell you how we did it. It's actually the most intriguing discovery journey I could, and I'm almost speechless now.
So in terms of for some of the platforms for the election, just things like some of the things that have come up in some of the conversations I've heard, in terms of what are your thoughts in regards to homelessness in Vancouver?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm inviting the controllers, the psychopathic controllers that are so poverty-stricken. They are so desperate to control everything and to own everything. And I'm asking them, out of mercy for their souls, to recognize and that they are utterly, criminally, psychopathically insane. And the only thing that will deliver them is them divesting their assets, their accounts, and their power holdings, and set up a public trust. And the first thing in the public trust would be 10,000 homes, decent size, not matchbox SROs, decent size, like 300-400 to 700-800 feet. And the layout for the homes would be designed by our residents. They would be treated with dignity. And those that are from reservations that don't have a home in the reservation, a home would be built for their home family there as well. So that would be the first, the homes, 10,000 homes, like 50 to 100 city blocks of given by the controllers. The second, immediately demanding the fish farms to be shut because they're poisoning the wild salmon. And this is a toxicity that the UN requires mandatory reporting. And the fish farm salmon, the BC government has made it against the law, or they have a bill that they're on hold to make it against the law to report any toxicity of fish farms. It's utterly sick. The BC government is part of the criminally insane pathology that is not human. They want to poison everything. They want to take out the life of everything so that it's nothing. Like they took out the fishing of the cod in the east. Like they wiped it out purposely, and then they're wiping out the salmon and the clams. And they purposely set off the Gulf oil spill. Like it was documented, it was deliberately done, and what is it? 9 minutes before Tower 9 went down, this British reporter wrote red script too early, and she says, "And the tower has just fallen down," and then it shows on the news it hadn't fallen down. Like we're dealing with an engineered, scripted consent brainwashing. And so the salmon farms and closed down, and all waterways declared salmon sanctuary sacrosanct, and that all fracking immediately cease, and all holdings of the gas company doing the fracking and the fish farms be frozen and used to clean up the damage that they have done. And if the fracking has ruined people's water supply, the gas companies in perpetuity will have to either haul in water or drill new wells, or like they'll, like we're talking corporate accountability. So that's the waterways of all the second thing. Mm-hmm. So that Vancouver's food supply is sacred, and that the salmon are honored as a sanctuary.
And in terms of for the pipeline, what are your thoughts in regards to that?
Oh, well, this is where this utter insanity, even to talk about a pipeline or to protest pipelines, go a couple fractals before that. Mm. There's 6,000 technologies that would utterly replace gas, electricity, combustion. And there's utterly, absolutely no need for any more combustion engine at all. 6,000 energies. There's fiber optic technologies, and Tesla, 120 years ago, the first world's fair was on free energy, and now Tesla's the size of a cell phone will power a vehicle, and this has no moving parts, and it lasts forever, never wears out. Size of a cell phone, the size of a briefcase will power a house, and the size of a house would power a major industry, and everyone would be given their own personal energy supply of the state-of-the-art energies, and we would demand that BC Hydro arrest themselves as criminally insane. What they have done in microwaving and smart metering, they're trying to kill off all the mitochondrial DNA in every child, with 87% of the eggs, of the 200,000 eggs, by 2030 would be cooked, toast, nuked. And 90% of guys' testicles would be sterile. And plus, we're talking massive systemic breakdown of all biofunctioning in all organs, tissues, and cells, resulting in off-the-scale exponential increases in autism, mental illness, poverty, and disease. We're talking toxifying the brain functioning from 10%, which it is now, which is, if we're honest, by definition, a malfunction. More realistically, it's a disease consciousness at 10%. Doesn't cut it. And the microwaving of the brain will bring it down. It's now about 7%, and they want to bring it down to 3% so that all your critical brain faculties have been utterly wiped out, because the microwave has 10 times the strength of a baby's own brain waves. And they want to take out the capacity of any baby to be a human being, just to have a reptile brain, 3% of the brain functioning. We're talking... The genocide of the human race. This is called eugenics. It's extremely brilliantly engineered, and you've got to hand it to them. My psychopathically insane genetics Illuminati family, they are so determined. They know what they're doing. And I have some exciting news. Are you going to take a break, or do I continue?
Please share your exciting news.
Okay. This past weekend was Well, let me start earlier. September the 29th, on the 28th, I was in the bathtub, and I soaped myself, and whatever passions you have, when you focus on those passions with your squat reflex and your sacred water and your breath and your heartbeat fire, when you're living your organic wild elements, then the passions fire up to tsunami passions, and they bond together. In the shower, my music bonds with the sensation on my skin of the shower pressure and also the hot cold. And so I'm rubbing myself all over, every square inch, to the most magical music. And while I was doing that, this was on the 28th September, everyone's raw, wild truth spirit entered into my body. And now I'm not washing myself and rubbing myself down. I'm observing myself getting rubbed down by everyone's raw, wild truth, embedding every cell of my whole body and consciousness.
When you say everyone, what do you mean by everyone?
I mean the circle of life, the web of life, the fountain of life, the tree of life, the well of life, the river of life, all life forms, everything that's totally interconnected together. And that's everything and everything and everything and everything and everything. So it's your raw, wild truth. We are in our raw, wild truth. Every cockroach, every tree, every leaf, every rock, every crystal. And we experience all fractals of life, of wavelengths of light, both above the line and below the line, positive and negative. So, everyone's raw wild possessed me, and it's a very sacred space. Like, I use the word possess because it's gutsy, and it would, like, I'm the born-again Christian's worst nightmare.
Okay.
Because I'm saved from being saved, and now I'm actually living the organic Christ life of the orgone. The orgone is the Christ. It's your mitochondrial DNA. Gone alive, gone wild. And when everyone embodied me, it was such a, like, I'm the luckiest girl of the world to have opened my heart to that place. I can hear everyone's raw wild to their very essence, and they feel heard. Mm-hmm. And it's them feeling heard that gives me the orgone. I don't need to give it to myself. You're wild, and everyone's wild, and all the wild. Like, when I meet someone on the street, I'm chatting with them, and all of a sudden their essence goes through me, and holy shish kebab, I vibrate into their essence, and I become them. In Lakesh Alechem, the Mayan greeting, when your vibration vibrates through me, I become you. And I get to experience firsthand the most utter magnificence of every wild essence of all the people that I'm meeting. Well, that was the 28th of January when they embodied me soaping myself down. The next day, I felt them embody me, and holy shish kebab! Within half a second, guess where I found myself? It's the last place I ever imagined. The very headquarters, the parasite virus hive mind nest of the Illuminati.
Wow.
The most malevolent energy. It's called the Borg, with the Star Trek, resistance is futile, you will be assimilated. Pure yang dominating yin. And this is where everyone's raw wild went. And then, over the next, like, I've been there now 6-7 weeks since September 29. And every day I go there. In fact, that's my headquarters. And when you introduce this as a busy, busy time, that's the very last I ever am busy. I'm not. I spend most of my day in the most quiet silence listening.
And that's where I get my, that's where I find out what the Wild is doing in the Borg. And what they're doing is that I saw all the raw, see, your raw Wild can never, ever, ever, ever be scratched, dinted, rusted. It's you're eternal and immortal and infinite. And you, like, you're the most powerful being in the whole multiverse. Nothing could ever touch you. The only thing they can touch is your consciousness relationship with yourself. And if you lose your consciousness of your Wild, well, then you get dumbed down into parasite virus conditioning. And most people have between 50 and 100 parasite viruses in their breasts. And 8 out of 10 breasts are so toxic that an intervention was needed. And what when everyone's raw Wild went into the Borg, it was to save the breasts from 90% aggressive breast cancer and to save the balls from sterility by 2030, 90%, and to save the mitochondrial DNA from being cooked by 2033, 87% of the 200,000 eggs. So we met these conscious, Wild consciousnesses that are so stiff and paralyzed like icicles, and I held them to my breast. And this is parasite viruses that are my family that have assimilated into a parasite virus. It's like when a person joins a cult, and they're no longer anything recognizable with anyone you knew, and yet they're your sister, your love, and so I held them to my chest, and I was able to buffer 13 fractals from the second dimension where they're at to the third dimension. So in incremental baby steps, I was able to communicate my yin yang harmony infinity loop, even one-dimensional Mobius strip, yin-yang harmony infinity loop, so that I could communicate to them that are in hell, even aspects of themselves in hell. And 4 days ago, and this was 5 days ago, it was the most decisive moment in my whole life. What I saw was every breath of every child that's ever been abused. And when you are abused as a child, the breath that you're breathing out never dies. It holds this abuse forever and gets milked by the parasite viruses in the Borg, in the nest, the parasite virus nest. And I saw field after field of gazillions of breaths being milked by parasite viruses. It was like the Matrix thing where they saw all the pods and everything.
Hmm.
Well, this was I'm in front of all these gazillions of breaths that are being parasitically digested, and all my inner children begin morning exercises with all these breaths. And the poor breaths, they're pretty stiff. And they start to move. And over a period of time, they're moving more. And over more time, they're starting to feel. And over more time, they're starting to enjoy. And they're starting to move. And then they're starting to move and groove. By that night, in the Borg, it was like Hitler's ball, where all these breaths are indoctrinated to become Nazi Gestapo drill sergeant breaths, like totally assimilated into the hive breath as a consciousness. And so they want to dance with me, all the breaths one at a time, and so I'm taking turns dancing with all the breaths. And then I was able to split myself into a gazillion breaths, and each of my breaths danced with each of all the breaths set free. And everyone's raw wild is utterly ecstatic in joy that they have their breaths back, grounded in my body, until you can ground your breaths and your wild in your body with the sacred squat, drinking your sacred water, massaging your alpha, omega, infinity loops in your breasts with your hands crossed, and what happened over the weekend was more life-transforming than the Six-Day War in 47, which took out, which set up the State of Israel. I'm saying everyone's raw, wild truth is now communicating the orgone in the Borg. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the most malevolent headquarters of all evil and psychopathy and cruelty and abuse and toxicity and poisoning and everything is now vibrating in the orgone. And there is such joy there. And so it's only a matter of time for you to begin to experience it, because it's already in your genetics. Your genetics is the 10th vibration, and everyone's raw wild has rewritten the me gene, which is not really a me gene. There's no such thing as a me gene. There's only a we gene, but it was overridden by the parasite viruses, turning it into a me gene. So everyone's raw wild has rewritten my genetics to function as a we gene, and I've been able to go into my genetics and meet everyone in my genetic line right to square one of the cult of Aton, the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Illuminati, parasite virus cult of Aton, the child sacrifice cult. What we're told about in Christianity is a doublespeak. We're not told that Christianity has parasite virus the Christ and turns it into a marketable, controllable, manipulatable Christ. This is how far the love has gone. I met, you've heard of aspartame?
Yes, I have.
Okay, when girls that want to lose weight eat the aspartame, I experienced firsthand, and I know this inside out, I became the aspartame parasite virus. What it is, it's the excrement, the feces, of genetically modified E. coli bacteria. And when you drink aspartame, and it's now being renamed AminoSweet, when you drink aspartame, it's a flesh-eating disease consciousness. And you end up with a phantom consciousness because it's a flesh-eating consciousness disease. And the girls who no longer have any consciousness, it's like, you know, back in the 70s, if you were bad, the kids would sniff airplane glue. Well, eating aspartame is like sniffing 1,000 tubes of airplane glue. It's much worse in your genetics. And so I was able to communicate to the girls that have a phantom consciousness and communicate to them, hey, I can hear you. You will come back, and we will bring you back. Even the genetically modified corn has a phantom genetics, and we were able to speak to the corn and say, I know you feel disoriented. You're not feeling your own genetics. Relax. You will vibrate back into your own organic, pristine genetics. And the girls that have eaten aspartame will get back their consciousness. Those whose mitochondrial DNA have been fried will get back their mitochondrial DNA.
Sure,
in fact,
yes.
When the
ask.
Orgone hits you, it will vibrate like Caroline. Last winter, I had 4.5 inches of fat and an extra 15 pounds. Poof, it's vibrated away effortlessly. When you get your orgone, your body will vibrate you to whatever weight your body you desire, and you will enter whatever reality your heart desires. I have not found any limit to where my heart will go, Caroline. And all I can say is it feels like I'm preaching to the choir, because, Caroline, you are one of, you're like my birth mother. When you met me 5 years ago, I was so rough on the edges, and you gave me a depth of acceptance that that grounded me. And so what I am doing with everyone is what you did with me. I am grounding everyone in my organic universal breast vortex until you can ground yourself. And you grounded me in the Vagina Monologues group, mm-hmm. with that acceptance where you made me feel like one of the girls. You grounded me, girl. And now I get to ground everyone, and you're my birth mother. I you're one of the most powerful archetypal beings I have ever met in my life. And I am so honored to be in your presence and on your show, and I'm like, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. That's so sweet. Thank you.
It just, once your orgone hits, take 3 days at least, and you have all, you're wild, your raw wild is grounded and bonded in all my genetics, in my universal breast vortex, and in the music of the spheres, and your raw wild has an IQ at least 5 billion. And you are in such amazing hands. I'm saying you to all your listeners,
mm-hmm.
are in such amazing hands with your raw wild consciousness that so dearly wants to share your consciousness. And so you've been having a low life consciousness with the radiation toxicity, the English language parasite virus that assimilates a child.
mm-hmm.
And your raw wild will bring you to your raw wild consciousness. And imagine being in, like guys that like video games and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you won't need any technology. With your universal breast vortex, you can imagine any reality that you'd like to do with your friends. And you can become a group soul consciousness. And you can go out to the asteroids, or you could go to the ruins of, you could go to any time, past, present, or future, and experience it as vivid as anything you've ever experienced. When I'm in the Borg, it's as vivid as when I went to your studio for the last interview. Like we truly are universal consciousness creatures, and it means cashing up all your lower consciousness. And the rapist might even get a greater reward than the person raped, depending on their depth of compassion and love and you know, the absolute remorse. Like, that's your wealth. That's how, no matter what toxicity and malevolency you're involved in, if you open your heart to your raw, wild, orgone truth, you will trade up into the most magnificence of reward. There's even one guy in Blackwater, he waterboards people, and he goes on a break, and the sun hits him on his right side, and then he, it's like his life flashes before him, his eyes, and his boss is having a smoke with him and says, well, what's happening? He says, I don't know. Well, take the day off. This guy has a hole-in-one wake-up. And there's three people that I can see that have two girls and this guy that have a hole-in-one wake-up. Like, we all, that, like, what I'm describing, I'm just one of the pieces of popcorn to pop early. Hmm. Everyone's going to pop. Everyone. Everyone gets an orgone. Everyone. And it's your raw wild that does it to you. It's not me. They're grounding in me. I'm doing my part. And they're giving me the orgone, utter bliss beyond my wildest dreams. And they get to experience this orgone bliss. And that's the energy that they are grounding in your atoms, their subatomic particles, in your atoms and your molecules and your cells, in pure orgone. And so your vibe already, worldwide, everyone's orgone is already vibrating at the subatomic, atomic and cellular and molecular levels. And it's transforming all your genetics into 12-strand crystalline DNA. Our genetics are all interactive. Hmm. I have a shaman psychic, and her number is 604-440-9920. No, this is the number, 604-929-9892. Do the last one. 604-929-9892. She has uncanny inner sight, and I don't need her to verify, but having someone that can see is crystal clear on my journey is such a gift. Mm. I'm the luckiest girl alive, and I'm actually a child cherubim, two-spirited child cherubim in the Shekinah glory of pure bliss. Hmm. Harold, the child cherubim, met the most malevolent energy in the Borg. And when I got closer, we're talking the inner sanctum of the Borg. It happened this morning. And in the inner sanctum, I felt strangely familiar. Like, this is my best friend. And when I look closer, from what I could see, it's me. Hmm. That I hold the most extreme of, in my blue blood Illuminati, as Harold. Mm-hmm. That Harold has found love. This is Harold coming home to Therese. That I've actually done. Everyone's raw wild did an intervention and actually saved me from the Borg.
Hmm.
And all I can say, it keeps getting better. Hmm. We all wake up into who we are, and we're all, you know, if a single subatomic particle in you imploded, I would cease to exist. In the genetic energy field, we're all one with each other. Every life in your mitochondrial DNA is all alive. Like, we're in for, this is the birthing of the age of Aquarius in our hearts.
Hmm.
And the pleasures, like, we're talking, children have the orgone when they're 4.5. If they're breastfed for 5 years, after 1.5, their seventh vibration of pure essence, 5, 6, 7 years. Yeah, to breastfeed less is totally insane and utterly cruel to any child. No child ever is biologically designed for anything less than 5 years. because the breasts are the orgone energy generators that give the child the orgone. And if you suffocate and starve a child from its orgone generator breasts, it'll never orgone itself. And that's what's happened. Children have been gutted and neutered of their raw primal vibration of who they are, their orgone. At 3 years, the child vibrates into the sixth vibration of pure breast, nipple, throat, tongue, swallow, satisfaction, innocence. And at 4 and a half, it has an orgone orgasm where every primal energy, intestinal gut energy, its nervous system, its endocrine system, its breathing system, its all the energies all have a singularity. And when that happens, it bonds to the subatomic particle, the child's quantum, customized quantum signature of who the child is, and that is the child's orgone. All its cells, organs, and tissues give the child its own orgone the way everyone has given me the orgone. The orgone is when who you're surrounded by is grateful for how you treat them. And when the child is treated with breast milk for 5, 6, 7 years, then it never loses its orgone.
Wow. Charisse, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Oh, this has been wonderful. My number is 778-708-9024. 778-708-9024. My fingers are utterly magic, and there's a way of giving your breasts an orgone massage. And I have sliding scale. I also am an electrologist. I mainly do myself in pretzel. My new pussy didn't want a beard around it, so I do lots of zaps. And I love being a girl with my girl parts, and they are functioning. And the girl's body is not the same as a guy's body with breasts. A girl's body is an orgone generator, and a guy that has inner breasts, when all babies are insies, all babies get the infrastructure and the inner breast. But the guy has testosterone, and to fire up your orgone is a different... You have to trade in your yang dominating for yin-yang harmony. So you trade in your testosterone yang for yin-yang harmony. It's a totally different process in a guy than a girl. Actually, it's a continuum. There's no absolute guy, there's no absolute girl. We're all a continuum of yin-yang harmony of the testosterone and estrogen at different combinations. So there's no cookie cutter for anyone. Each one, their raw wild determines your exact yin-yang harmony balance.
Hmm. Charisse, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And any last words in terms of encouraging people to go out and vote?
Well, all I can say is, officially, when you register to vote, you give up your sovereign rights. And it's a form of embracing the lie. So my job is to bring to people's attention that demand that the parasitic definition of a corporate soul is not you. You're a living being, not a corporate person, in capital letters kind of thing. Like, we go ahead, register and vote, but realize that we've got to dismantle the whole system and establish an ethic and a politic of breath, which is simply breathing in, breathing out, and sharing the air. And that is as complicated as it gets. To dismantle all the corporations that are parasites in their policies and replace all the parasitic policies with synergy giving and receiving, and that there will be enough kitty from the donations of the psychopathically insane greedy mm-hmm. in their repentance to fund a golden age where artists are blessed, where indigenous people are given honorarias of 200 for speaking and telling their story to people around the city. We really need to honor the life of the indigenous people that and those that have been on the street for a year, 2 years, or 4 years, get an honorary bachelor's, master's, or doctor's degree for their street smart skills. Like we, the most amazing higher consciousness souls are the homeless and the ones on the street.
I wish we had more time to talk about that because it sounds really interesting. And, you know, that's a conversation up my alley big time.
Okay.
But we're out of time.
Okay.
I'm going to encourage everybody to vote. And as well, thank you so much for being on the show. And up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He is a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his ambient, his awesome music and his super hot voice. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.